Find those places of intimacy, saith the Spirit of grace. One word that ignites your spirit in faith. Whatever you find that expresses that place of intimacy. Last long. Stay long. Nothing but intimacy will bring the revival. A program will not bring it. A systematic program will not bring what you're asking for. Did I not say to covet earnestly the best gifts? I'll come to you with the workings of miracles and the gifts of healings, spread these things out among you. But seek you first the kingdom of God, which is to seek my face. Seek me, spend those hours in places of intimacy, but learn the path. Learn the path of my presence coming. This learn in all simplicity, that it's not the abundance of words or the expression of complexity, but the simplicity of finding a place when your spirit begins to rise in faith and my spirit ignites or unites with yours and brings into that place an absolute vein of my glory. Do not seek other ways of expression during that time. Simplicity is a key. Repetition that is not vain, but repetition that continues to express that place, that well that is wanting expression. Learn these things. Why make the way hard? Why make the way hard? Your calculations and things that you try to accomplish in the day is because there's very little anointing. But you are a people that understands the anointing. So understand this. When I said the anointing breaks the yoke, I wasn't just saying it concerning a church service or things concerning just spiritual things. For my anointing that I'm asking you to come into will proceed out from you and further your day and further your life. And the things that you struggle with and the things that you push so vehemently to try to cause to come to pass. This was not the way of the firstborn, but he went from place to place in the anointing, and the anointing preceded him. The anointing showed him which way to go. And when he got there, I was there, saith the Spirit of grace. I desire to perform the same works for you. I desire that your way would be easy, that your burden would be light, and that you would prosper in everything that you set your hand to. Spend the time in presence. Spend the time in worship. Bela klesete, idifra ejika maso, beheche dolemekitiene. Yes, my word is necessary. You'll live by my word. But you must live by my presence with my word. For my presence must anoint the word that is sown in your heart. Let the rain, the gentle rain of my presence, continue to anoint the word you must have. For you to have the success that you're asking for, you must have this place of intimacy, saith the Spirit of grace.